to The Hookup with DJ Cabaret on radio.dominican.edu, the official home of the Dominican Penguins. Hey, what's up, you guys? My name's DJ Cabaret, and I'm coming to you for my first show today. I'm going to be talking about hookups and everything else about relationships. And our first show today is all about love. So I've been asked in the past what love is and what kind of defines love. And I feel like there's a lot of answers to that. There's a lot of myths and mysteries. There's a lot of facts that come with that. And it's really a complex topic for a lot of people to talk about. So I think that it's something interesting for college-aged people to listen to and think about, because it's particularly something that people don't want to talk about, what love is, because if they feel like they're in love, then they're in love and they don't need to talk about it. And when people don't have love, then they're kind of nervous and they don't know really what to do because they don't want to talk about it with anybody else. So I think that being asked the question, what is love, is complex, but it is also complex to not be asked the question. So that's kind of what I want to talk about today. But I will give you a little bit about myself. I am DJ Cabaret, and throughout my life, I have had, I would say I'm in my first very serious relationship, and I think that it's really beneficial to be in a serious relationship when in college, just so you get full experiences, and it's really great to kind of see the world in a different light than you usually have. I've also had hookups, and I think that that is also important, whether your current relationship likes it or not. And I think that it's important to address those hookups just because it's something that everybody goes through, everybody has, and it's something that everyone needs to address. That's I can't stress that enough. So I think that I have a lot of experience myself just in the realm of being in college and talking with people about relationships and love, whether it be my own relationship or somebody else's. So I think that's important. Also, for the past year, I was living in Santa Barbara, which some of you may know is known as the party capital of the world. So I was watching from an outside perspective, seeing so many people our age and a college age. I'm not really sure what to say, but they were interesting, to say the least, in their relationships and their sexual endeavors, I guess. So I think that Santa Barbara opened my eyes to a whole different world, which I didn't get before. But being here at Dominican, it's really different. I feel like there's a lot of variety of mature relationships and new relationships and old relationships. Just today, I was talking to someone who's been in a relationship for 3.5 years with her high school sweetheart, and she is here at Dominican. So I think that it's really interesting that there's such a variety here here at Dominican. So that's interesting. When I've been asked by some of my friends and peers and family and friends that aren't local, even if it's on Facebook or over text, they say, you know, if they're in a complicated part of their relationship, you know, what is love? What do you define love as? And I think that's kind of what sparked my show today, is to talk about what I believe love is and what other people believe what a love is, and kind of talking about the different kinds of love that there is. So the first thing I want to talk about is some myths and misunderstanding that come with love, because some people believe these outrageous things about love, and it is, I think, totally ridiculous that these things are believed and thought to be true. So one thing that I found online, because I don't know all the myths and mysteries, but I did do some pretty extensive research, is that people think that there's only one person out there in the world for them, which I think is very interesting. I don't know how people honestly don't go crazy thinking this, because if you find one person and that one person either doesn't love you back, or, you know, you fall in love with them and fall out of love with them, then you're gonna feel like you're just going crazy, that you're letting go of the one person that you're ever gonna love. And I think that is a total myth. I think that there's many opportunities for people to find love. And regardless of age, regardless of race, regardless of sex, there's thousands, millions, billions of people that you walk into their life. And I think that you have the opportunity to love them and they have the opportunity to love you, which is very important. Another myth that I've always found interesting is that love is a spark, like love at first sight. And part of me kind of believes that there is a way that, you know, you can see someone and love them, but I'm not sure if that would be falling in love. I feel like that's kind of the idea of someone, or the way they look makes you believe that, you know, you're in love with them, which is really interesting, because that would be, in my opinion, a very materialistic look on love. So I think that it's looking at someone and seeing someone and feeling a spark, I think that is more of an affection spark, or more of an excitement spark, which is important. And I think that that is needed in a relationship. But the idea that you fall in love with someone at first sight, I think, is a little ridiculous. Another myth that I came across in my research is that people who are in love never fight. So I just do not see how this could be true. And the reason that this is one of the biggest myths to me, and a mystery to me why people would believe this, is because honestly, when I get up in the morning, I have a fight internally with myself on what I'm going to wear that day, or what I'm going to eat for breakfast, or where I'm going to go to meet my friends. And I don't think that you could possibly not fight with someone you love, because they're an entirely different person. They're an entire human that you're not in their brain. You don't know their personal feelings that day, whether they've expressed it with you or not. But it's always interesting just to see that people who are in love, maybe they fight less, or they fight about things that, you know, couples that aren't in a great relationship don't fight about. But I think that fighting almost is important. I know that sounds weird, but it gets both voices from the relationship out, and it lets you kind of express a lot of feelings that both people have that you wouldn't want to express every day, because you don't want to fight every day. And if there's some things that are really agitating you, it could be a little bit of a hassle if you talk about it every day. So I think that that's one big thing that some couples kind of strive to do, is to not fight. But personally, even in my relationship, I think that even if it's a small fight, personally, I only fight with my boyfriend from time to time. And I've realized that most of the time when there is a fight, it's more about the other person wanting to make the other one happy somehow. So we've had fights about, you know, where to go for dinner. And one crazy experience that we had is one time we were deciding where to go to dinner, and we were both so hungry and so upset that I started to cry and he got very frustrated, and we didn't talk for about 15 minutes. And it was just because both parties wanted to make the other one happy. And I think that those kind of fights are hilarious to look back on, but they're also important to have at the time, just to realize how, you know, how close you are in the relationship, and to see that you both want to be happy with each other. So I do not think that people who are in love never fight. I think that is a total myth. Another myth that I think is very interesting, that I actually hadn't really thought of before I did some research, was that jealousy is a different name for love. And I, you know, thought about this. I did some, did a little more research on jealousy and jealousy in relationships. And I found it actually very intriguing what some people were saying. And jealousy is what some people think that it's kind of a more of a subconscious thing, and some people think it's more of a protective thing. And I think that it's I think that it's true that in a relationship, you want to protect your relationship. You want to protect your significant other and you want to, you know, spend time with them. And you don't really want anyone else to take your place. I think that those are very valid points. And I think that jealousy being another name for love is incorrect. I think that you can be, you know, protective and loving and you adore your significant other and you don't have to particularly be jealous. I've run across situations where I have best friends or, I have, you know, people at school where I really want to spend time with them and I do a lot of things to make them happy or whatever it may be. And I feel like maybe there is something that would, maybe be portrayed as jealousy from a significant other. But in the end, I realize that it is just, you know, it's someone trying to care about you. But when someone's jealous, it can become violent. And I think that there's a very fine line between adoring someone and wanting to keep them in your life as your own and being totally jealous of them, which is a little violent. Another myth that I came across when I was doing some research is that, being in love is saying, I love you very often. And personally, I actually would accuse myself of saying, I love you too often. And in my opinion, I think that the reason I personally do this is just because I want, you know, my boyfriend to know that I love him. And I do this just because I feel like I should remind him, even though I know he knows. So I don't know. It's kind of a weird one for me to talk about personally, just because I know that I say I love you really often. I think that there are couples where one person in the couple will, say I love you very often. And I think that, sometimes they say it almost as an excuse or a reason that they, you know, the other person should stay with them. If they get into a fight or they get into an argument of some sort and one significant other just says, you know, to kind of try to finish the fight or end it just to say, but I love you. I think that can cause some issues because the other person, whether they say it as often or not, does love them. It's interesting that there is a complex where saying I love you, just to have an excuse for someone to not be upset with you and saying I love you to remind them, it is different. But I do think that loving someone is not saying I love you, super often. I think that loving someone is a lot more than just saying that. So, there is that. And, another myth that I found is that love is passion, romance, and attraction. And I think that this has a big effect on, why we fall out of love and, why hookups work quote unquote so well for some people is because there is that attraction, romance, and passion in the relationship. And some people feel like they fall out of love because those things aren't in the relationship. And, you know, when you first get into a relationship, some people call it a honeymoon phase where there's lots of, you know, you want to go out together, you want to go on dates, you want to be with each other every moment that you can. And I think that those things are all important in a relationship initially. And I think that they're important to keep throughout the relationship, but I don't think that they are the only thing that holds a relationship together. And I have found quite a lot of people in my life, whether it be friends or family, that do believe this. They say, oh, you know, my significant other doesn't want to take me out on a date, or they get upset that they haven't, you know, they haven't been together as often, or they don't make dinner together very often. And I think that those are things that you need to do, but I also don't think one person in a relationship needs to expect that from someone. And I think that there's a lot of times in relationships where you want to bring that back. And I do support that, think it's true. It's really interesting that there's a lot of people who believe this. And I guess I found comfort in my relationship very easily with just being able to be with someone, even if it's in the silent moments where you're not saying anything to each other, or if it's during the times where, you know, you're just sitting there watching a movie. I personally don't feel like there needs to be passion and romance and all this, you know, high energy romance in the relationship. I think that just being with someone is also super important. So that's something that I've always kind of looked for in a relationship. And I recommend to people when they start complaining about their own relationship, saying that, you know, there's not enough romance in it. And I try to say, well, you know, maybe the romance you're looking for is not quite the romance that, you know, your significant other is wanting to give you. So I have had a couple of friends that, you know, take that advice and they realize that maybe they're looking for a different kind of romance. So I think that that's always important to keep in mind. And one other myth that I thought was really, really interesting was that loving someone is having another part of yourself, or it's your missing piece, and that one person will complete you. And I think that this is one of the most distorted and widely followed descriptions of family and relationships and love. And depending on what it is, it could be very destructive. And I think that in a healthy relationship, two people are two whole people. And I do think that being with someone and being part of their life is very important. And that is why heartbreak happens, is because someone is, you know, leaving your life, or is gonna, you know, a large part of what you've been doing is leaving. And I think that that's something that people don't realize, is they say, oh, you know, he took a part of me or she took a part of me. And I think that in some aspect that might feel like it's true, but I do think that both people in a relationship are full people, and they have the capacity to grow as their own person, and that they have their own experiences and their own memories. And I think that all those things kind of play into a relationship regardless of how long two people have been together. And I think that there is a lot of controversy over this, because people in their lives, you know, they feel like love is the only thing they're looking for, and that's kind of what they need to find, is their significant other and their true love. And I think that there are the phrase, there's a lot of fish in the sea. I think that that has some truth in it. I think that it's hard to find one person that you really love and you want to spend a lot of your life with. But if you lose that, or there's some, I'm not sure what it would be, there's some extenuating circumstance that might not make that happen, then, you know, you do have the capacity to move on and grow from your experiences. And I think that that's one reason why that last myth that I listed, that there, that your significant other is your other half. I think that that, I don't think that that could hold as much truth as some people want to believe. So with that, I'm going to go on a short break, and I'm going to come back at you with some facts about love, and I'm going to kind of reverse some of those mysteries and myths that I've listed to you. So you can tune back on in a couple minutes at radio.dominican.edu, the official home of Dominican University of California.
What is love?
What's up, everybody? You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and this is Penguin Radio with DJ Cabaret on the hookup and everything else about relationships. So earlier I talked to you a little bit about myths, misunderstandings, and mysteries that come with love, and kind of, you know, what some people believe and what I believe. And I also wanted to bring in some facts. I'm not really sure if I could give you real facts on love. Love is a very complex topic, and it's hard to give hard facts on what love really is. But I did do some research, and I was looking through some psychological studies and what some people believe and think and say about love professionally. So I was looking at Psychology Today online, and one thing that I thought was interesting was a quote from Elizabeth Kane, a South University adjunct faculty member who teaches clinical psychology and behavioral science. She said, quote, "The first step in the process of falling in love is the initial attraction. It's the powerful moment when we meet another person and feel energized and are immediately aware of our heart pounding." So this kind of addresses one of the myths and mysteries I was talking about earlier, where it's love at first sight. So I do think that, as I said earlier, that the first step in falling in love is that initial attraction, whether that be because of someone's voice, if you hear them over the phone, whether you see them in person, whether it be a text from them or whatever it is, you do need to get those butterflies and you need to, you know, be really excited about being with them. And I think that psychologically, a lot of people try to, when they feel that, they're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't get super invested in this relationship. Maybe I'll just make it a hookup. And I think that that is why hookups work so well, is because people believe that that attraction is what's going to hold the hookup together or the relationship together. And I think that knowing that and understanding that that's not actually going to hold the relationship together, that it's the first step, is really important. So I definitely wanted to include that information from Elizabeth Kane from South University. I wanted to include her voice in this because I think that that really addresses one of the myths that I was saying earlier. So another fact, I will say, for lack of a better term, is from Dr. Rachel Needle, and she is a licensed psychologist, and she says that there are specific chemical substances such as oxytocin, phenylethylamine, and dopamine, which have been found to play a role in human experiences and behaviors that are associated with love. So she says that they have functioned similarly to amphetamine, which is makes us alert, excited, and wanting to bond. So this is some scientific research, which I don't have a lot of background in science, but I did do a little bit of research on all of those different hormones that affect us. And I think that the idea that our body chemically reacts to attraction and reacts to love is really interesting. And it's really something that not very many people know, that it can be proven by science, that when you find attraction in something and you want to bond with that thing, that you know, there's chemical levels that rise and fall. So in relation to this, I also wanted to bring up that love, whether it be falling in love or finding an initial attraction, those things are super important, but I also think that there are many different types of love. So you can love a person, you can love a family member, and those two types of love are definitely different, which I can say from my personal experience, and I hope that you guys also feel the same, that falling in love with someone and loving a family member are two very different things. I also wanted to bring up that someone, for instance, could love peanut butter or chocolate, and that would be very different than loving a family member or loving someone in a relationship. So I think that it's important to know that even when you're excited about, you know, having your favorite ice cream and those kind of things, that there is a chemical change in your body as well that is makes you excited and it makes you alert. And I think that that kind of love and falling in love with someone is very different, but they have similar reactions. So there is a similar feeling, I would say, maybe of affection or excitement about it. Another fact that I was looking at is from Dr. Needle as well. And she said, quote, falling in love is associated with increased energy, narrowing of mental focus, sometimes sweaty palms, lightheadedness, a racing heart, and a lot of positive feelings. So I think that this is very accurate, I guess. For me, I would say that when I find something where I'm very attracted to it, for instance, when I first met my boyfriend over a year ago, I was very nervous to speak with him. I stuttered over my words. And I think it's because my mental focus was so focused on trying to look right or sound right or whatever it may be, trying to make him attracted to me as well. So I think that that is a big part of it. I actually never hadn't thought about this as, you know, an attraction thing. Right now, as I'm talking, actually, I'm rubbing my hands together just because I'm thinking about it, and my hands are getting kind of warm. And I'm thinking about when I first met my boyfriend, and it's interesting how your body can react even if it's a memory. And those reactions are important, I guess, for you to notice and to understand. And even if you don't understand them or comprehend them at the time of you feeling them or experiencing them, I think that it's really interesting, at least for me right now, to look back on that experience and realize that I was kind of lightheaded and my hands were getting kind of warm. And it's really something that I almost want to say I'm cherishing to be able to re-experience that. And I think that anybody that has felt this would probably relate to what I'm saying, whether it not be lightheadedness or sweaty palms or mind getting very focused on something. There is a definite feeling when you first meet someone or you're attracted to something, that feeling comes into play. So another factoid, I would say, comes from a psychologist, Robert Steinberg. And he says that according to the triangular theory of love, there are three components of love, which is intimacy, passion, and commitment. So this is saying that passion encompasses a drive that's connected to attraction and your initial feelings. And commitment encompasses the short term, which is the decision to stay with the other person, and the long term, which is sharing, you know, life experiences, sharing achievements, sharing falls with each other and making plans with that other person. That would go long term. And he says, quote, romantic love evolves when one feels a sense of interdependence, attachment, and that their psychological needs are being met. Some researchers say that oxytocin plays a part in the evolution of romantic love as it is released in the brain during orgasm, which contributes to the couple's ability to bond with one another, end quote. So honestly, and without getting graphic, I think that this is super important. Being intimate with someone is very important. It creates a lot of connection with someone. It's a really great way, once you're in a long-term or short-term relationship, just to, you know, see, it brings out a lot more in someone. It's a very revealing situation and experience, both mentally and emotionally. And I think that anybody that's been in this situation has felt that. And I agree with the science that says that this intimacy, passion, and commitment are three things that are really important in a relationship. I think that being intimate with someone does create more of a connection with them. I think that passion is something that needs to be in the relationship. It does not need to be constant, but I do agree that having a lot of passion sprinkled throughout your relationship, and definitely there is a lot more in the beginning, really enhances a relationship. And I also agree with the fact that commitment in a relationship does create a very interesting complex within a relation between two people. So I think that for a hookup, which is very loosely defined these days, I would say, being with someone for one night or being with someone, even if it's just at a party, I think that those kind of relationships between two people do have a lot of passion. I think that it's a very quick, very lustful situation. And I do agree that people do need to have those so that they understand the difference between falling in love and feeling love and feeling passion and lust. I think that for people, especially in a college age, it's really interesting that a lot of us are looking to go from a hookup to a relationship. And it is hard, in my opinion, for people to do that. I know a lot of couples that have done that. I actually have two best friends that were quote unquote hooking up for over a year. And recently they got into a relationship, and I'm very proud of them personally. And they seem really happy together. And I commend them for being my success story here, because it is hard for people to do that. A lot of the time I do hear of a lot of couples failing because there's a lot of passion and romance and very quick attraction between two people. And then they drift apart for whatever reason it may be, because that initial passion and lust is gone from their attraction and their relationship with one another. And it's interesting to step back from those kind of relationships between people. As I mentioned earlier, when I was in Santa Barbara, I was surrounded by many people who were partying every night, and there were more than frequent quote unquote hookups that were going on. And just hearing personal experiences from them was very interesting. Just understanding that there was some girls that had relations with over 100 guys in one semester. That was flooring to me. I thought that how could that possibly be true? But just knowing that some people are only looking for the initial romance, attraction, lust in the very beginning, and being initially attracted to someone is very interesting. And I also find it interesting that there is a lot of judgment that comes around that, you know, if you are in a relationship or you have been in a relationship and you look at people who are doing the hookup thing, then I think that there is some judgment that comes with that. I think that when you get into a relationship and you tell your significant other, oh, I've been with X many people, and you see in their eyes almost a judgment, or it's kind of them protecting themselves, seeing as, you know, maybe I'll be one of those people that you just add to the list. I think that judgment should be set aside, because most people want to have at least one hookup in their life. They want to have that initial passion and lust. And I think that is important. I know that I've looked for it in the past, and I realized that was not what I wanted in my life. And I excused that from my life and I moved on. And there are some people that they stay in that mentality where they're only looking for initial quick attraction. And when once that's gone, then they let whoever that person is go, and they, you know, they look for the next person and they're hoping the next person will be the one. But it's different finding the one than an initial attraction and lust in a relationship. So that's something I think that a lot of people, you know, might need to just think about and kind of comprehend when they think they're looking for the one. So another thing that I was looking at online that I guess I would call a fact or a study is that predictability can also dampen desires. And this is also from Dr. Rachel Needle, who is from South University in West Palm Beach, and she is an associate professor and coordinator of clinical experiences. So she says, couples should strive to keep a sense of adventure and surprise alive in their relationships. And she suggests that people break the predictable pattern every so often. So this would be anything from, you know, going on a day-long excursion, or going, you know, surprising your significant other, or even just doing little things to remind that your significant other that you love them. Or, you know, it doesn't need to be you saying it, but it, for instance, you know, it's not little things that would kind of portray your love, but things that you would want them to know that you're always there. So for instance, the other day, it was pretty late at night and my boyfriend was at work, and I waited. I went to go pick him up and I waited for over an hour. And while I was sitting there, I realized that, you know, some people, I wouldn't do that for a friend. Some people wouldn't do that for family. But you know, there's such a love between me and him that I would do anything. So I definitely realized while I was sitting there, even though I was just sitting in a car, that I was doing something that I would hope maybe he would think, was my, you know, me showing him how much I loved him without saying it. So I think that those little things, even though that's not quite changing up predictability, I do think that little things are very important. I also think that taking little trips, whether it even be just a walk to the park, or, you know, just going to a matinee movie on the weekends, those kind of things can be really fun for couples and for people who are even just trying to get into a relationship. Because once you're into that initial attraction stage and you're into what you feel might be the best between you and the person that you're in a relationship with, you do need to kind of change it up. Because if all you're basing it off of is that initial attraction, then I think that what Dr. Rachel Needle is saying, that predictability can dampen desires, is really, really true. Because if you're only basing it off of that initial lust, and that is what your relationship is based off of, then, you know, that can become predictable. So I think that it is good to kind of vary it in relationships and create a kind of space for both people to feel like they're comfortable and be able to not be in a predictable relationship. So I'm going to take another quick break. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and this is DJ Cabaret coming to you from Dominican University.
Come on. Oh!
What's up, you guys? This is DJ Cabaret here on radio.dominican.edu, the official home of the Dominican Penguins here at Dominican University of California. So I've been talking to you a little bit about some myths and mysteries that come with love and come with relationships. I also was telling you a little bit about some facts that were coming from some psychology professors and some doctors around the U.S. And I also wanted to give you some testimonials and some stories. So I have kind of been briefly telling you a little bit about my time in Santa Barbara and what I saw there kind of as an outside perspective. And I told you about my personal relationship with my boyfriend and what I believe is true and what I do in my own relationship. And I also told you about some of my friends and some acquaintances that I have. So I think that all of those things are really important that you know that I do have some background in relationships, I guess you would say. So something else I wanted to do, which I always find entertaining, is doing some testimonials and comment threads from online. And one of my personal favorites is Yahoo Answers. I think that it's totally hilarious what some people ask. And some people also have some really important notions that they make on Yahoo. So whether you think it's reliable or not, I do think that these are real people making real comments and they have a real voice. And I do want to definitely tell you about what some of those people are saying and what they believe. And I wanted to kind of comment on that as well. So here on Yahoo, I have typed in what is love? And this is a question that is from quite a long time ago, actually. And there's one answer from Mr. R 6 years ago that is defining love as a true devotion to someone beyond yourself. Love is a passion, is kind, trust, and respect with truth. Love is when you think that every single bit of a person is amazing. Words can't describe love fully. Love is an emotion. Love is life. Without love, life has no meaning. That's what love is. Love is a complex thing. It means making that person a priority, sometimes even above yourself. Love is giving your all with all your heart, trusting with your eyes closed, caring, nurturing, believing, and never expecting anything in return. So actually, even though this is on Yahoo Answers, and I most of the time find Yahoo Answers very humorous, I do believe what this person is saying. I do think that there is a lot of affection that comes with loving someone, and giving, you know, all of your love to that person is very important. I know that I personally do this. I try in all of the ways that I can to give as much as I can to my boyfriend, and so we can share experiences and so that he knows that I love him without me just saying, you know, I love you. And I think that it's a really great way to kind of express to someone, is just doing little things, as I was saying earlier. Also, Mr. R here on Yahoo Answers defined what true love is. And he says that true love is when you love someone more than yourself and you're ready to do anything for them. True love is when you find yourself thinking of that person, always caring for him or her. True love happens when the partners love, respect, and trust each other. True love happens when you find peace, love, and care in the arms of somebody. When your heart beats a million when you see that person, and when you want to be that person's caring hand and want to learn his or lean on his or her shoulders. So I think that part of this is true. I do agree that, you know, you really need to want to give everything to your significant other to be in true love, to really fall in love. But as I said earlier, I do think that you need to be a whole person as well. I think a relationship is two whole people, you know, coexisting and co-abiding with each other in life. And I really respect that some people feel like, you know, they are part of each other. And I think that in some aspect, there is some reality to that, that I believe that two people can come into each other's lives, which makes both of those people part of each other's lives. So I suppose agree that, you know, being in love with someone is partially giving part of yourself to them, but I think it's more giving part of your life to them and giving them time and, you know, giving them affection and love, which is really important in a relationship. So I think that that is super important, what Mr. R said here on Yahoo Answers. And another, I wanted to read you some other answers from this comment thread. One person 2 months ago named Atlante said, I don't know, but I'll answer this question the best way I know. Personally, love is respect, determination, devotion, and do whatever you can for for that particular person. And she says, hey, what do I know? I'm 14. So personally, from a 14-year-old's perspective, I think that she has a lot of wisdom there. I think that being devoted to someone, I'm going to use the word loyalty instead of devotion, is really important. Being loyal to someone and trusting them and, you know, understanding that you have the same ethics and values is really great in a relationship. I know that I can trust my boyfriend when I leave the house or when I leave town. I can trust him, and I feel like he's loyal to me, and I'm very loyal to him, and we both are able to understand that about each other, and there's no discrepancy between the two of us. So I think that that's really important in a relationship. Another comment thread that I was reading was 10 stupidly funny questions about love on Yahoo Answers. And this is from Mashable.com. And this is just some humor that I find in Yahoo Answers. I think that everybody thinks there are some funny posts on Yahoo Answers. So one person says, why isn't it possible to fall in love on Yahoo Answers? And someone said, I guess I just didn't find purple exclamation points all that attractive. And that's because the person's profile picture was the default. So I think that there is some people that are out there looking just to be funny about love. And there is some attraction to the humor of love. And I think that honestly, I'm sitting here smiling because I think that's hilarious that someone wanted to post on Yahoo that they can't find love on Yahoo and people are still being funny about it. So that's something I know that I kind of just depicted their question a little bit more than I should have, but I think that it's really great that there is some humor out there, even with people who are looking in love for in the wrong places. So another question that I saw on Yahoo Answers said, what are words autocorrect will change to love, quote unquote? And the description here is, if someone types in the wrong word on an iPhone 5, what misspelled words would they have to type to autocorrect to turn that word into love? So this is another thing I was thinking was interesting, because this person is asking on Yahoo what other people are doing, quote unquote, to find love. And I think that these kind of questions, even being on Yahoo, which a lot of people find as a humorous platform, I think that they are, I mean, interesting. I do not know how old this last question, how old the asker of this last question was, but I think that just looking for those kind of things is really, really funny, in my opinion. And so that's something I saw on Yahoo. Another thing that I wanted to say is that there are some people out there that feel like sharing their love experiences and sharing their stories about how they, you know, they love someone, or hearing, you know, there's always that one person that's your friend that only wants to share about their relationship and how much they love their significant other. And they want to tell you all of the detailed stories about what them and their significant other do. I don't feel like I need to be that person. I do want to give you guys some examples of what I personally believe and what I personally do, just so that I kind of want you to be able to understand who I am and feel like you kind of know who I am, even though you don't. But I do want you to hear what I have to say and what my personal experiences are, so that if you relate to them or you feel like you have some voice in it as well, I do want you to be able to share that. So not today, but in my future shows, I do want to let you guys know that you do have the opportunity to call or text into my shows. I will be able to share some stories, and you do not have to share your name. You can be completely anonymous. So I did want to let you guys know that. I will be giving out the number next week. So if you wanted to participate in my show, you could do that. This is radio.dominican.edu, and you can tune in every Tuesday at 1 o'clock to listen to The Hookup with me, DJ Cabaret. And we will be talking about relationships and hookups. So that is something I do want to let all of you guys know. And on a better note, I just wanted to let you guys know that next week I will be talking to you guys again about hookups and everything else about relationships. And I want you guys to know that you will be able to call in or text in with your own voices. So that will be super fun. I hope to get some other people's voices on the radio show. And next week we'll be talking about first dates and what people consider a first date, and some really great first dates, and what some people would rather a first date be a hookup, or whatever that might be. So I did want to let you guys know that. And for every other show that's on Penguin Radio, you guys should tune in every day for some different shows that we have here, all from students here at Dominican University of California. So I hope to see all of you guys next week here on radio.dominican.edu, the official home of the Dominican Penguins. And I hope you all have a great weekend. Thank you.